I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach.
Hello everyone, Chad Owen with Retirement Realized Agents Academy. It has been a little while since I've done one of these vlogs, podcasts. I'm kind of combining some of them because some of you tell me you like watching them on YouTube. And remember, if you like doing that, go to Retirement Realized Agents Academy on YouTube or the Annuity Sales Coach. Some of you are familiar with the old one, but I also have the Annuity Sales Coach, and it's all the same channel. And I do these actually from a blog standpoint, but then I convert them into a podcast as well. I want to share something with you. Right now, I'm going 85 miles an hour because in Texas, we have roads that you can go 85 miles an hour on. And it's obviously awesome because we can get from point A to point B a lot quicker than some of the states. I mean, when I lived in Hawaii, a top speed there was 45 miles an hour. That was like, you're booking it. Well, in Texas, 85 is, hey, that's kind of the norm. It's not a big deal. You have open stretches. Even the back roads you can go 70, 75 on because that's just the normal speed limits. But as we just came back from Germany, I just did an incredible trip. It was kind of a bucket list trip that I didn't even realize was a bucket list trip. We've been on many cruises. We've been on 7 cruises, but this is the first time we ever did a river cruise. Never been on one of those before, and man, it was enjoyable. It was great because you're taking time to just soak in the environment. Where the ocean cruises, basically, you're in the middle of the ocean. You're not seeing much, unless, of course, you do an Alaska cruise or a Mediterranean, but a lot of times, you're just going from point A to point B, point B to point C, and you're not seeing much along the way. One, Germany is kind of interesting. We rented this Mercedes because that's one of the primary cars they have. It's like, what's your rental car? What's the normal car? It's a Mercedes, it's a BMW, it's all these cars in the States that we consider a luxury item to them. That's just their normal car, which I find kind of interesting. That's a whole nother topic in itself of the expectations of the minimum. You know, we sit there and we go, our rental car is a Ford Focus or something in the States, and they're going, well, ours is a Mercedes, whatever. I don't know enough about those cars to be able to tell the different, you know, the high to the low end cars. But the point is, their minimum expectation is actually higher than ours. And I think a lot of times, I didn't even mean to go there, but I think a lot of times our minimum expectation needs to go a lot higher than what we have it set at. Set your minimum expectation, and not as the car, this is a metaphor, set your minimum expectation as a Mercedes versus a Ford Focus. Set it on something higher, set your standards higher, strive for more than what you consider the minimum. In our industry, if you write over $1 million a year in annuities, you're in the top 5% of all annuity agents in the entire United States. If you write over $3 million a year, you're in the top 1% of all annuity agents in the United States. So it's like, what is your minimum expectation? Do you want to just barely get by? Because honestly, if you're writing $1 million a year, and let's just say average 6% commission, you're making $60,000 a year. If you have a family, that's not enough to live off of. Even if you have 2 people and you're making under $100,000, that can be a big challenge to have a good lifestyle to where you don't have to worry about bills or you're not able to enjoy vacations. And I'm not dissing that at all. I mean, hey, I have clients right now that live off of $40,000 to $50,000 a year, and they retire incredibly comfortable because they don't have a lot of expenses. They're older, their debts are paid off, their taxes are locked in because they're over 65 years old. They can travel whenever they want to travel. They don't have to wait for a high season when their kids are off. They can travel whenever they want. So that's important, just keep your expenses down. But the point is, if you're writing $1 million a year in annuities, you're not really creating a lifestyle. Actually, even if you're writing $3 million a year, you can absolutely live comfortably off of writing $3 million a year, especially in Texas. There are certain parts of the country like San Francisco or New York or some of these areas where it just Hawaii, anywhere in Hawaii pretty much, a lot of parts of California, if you're not making $200,000 a year, you're still living in a very challenging situation. Seattle is another area that I'm just like, holy cow, it costs a lot to live in those areas. But you're right, $3 million a year, that's, you know, you're paying bills. You're able to do a little bit of vacation. But you're right, $5 to $10 million a year, you're creating a lifestyle and a legacy. I'm not going to go into details because it's nobody's business, but we are able to give a stupid amount of money to charities, organizations, ministries, just when we feel like it, when we feel like the Lord's telling us to give, we give. We don't even operate on a budget anymore because we just basically have surrendered it to God and said, hey, you know what? Whatever we're supposed to do with our money, that's what we're going to do. And I say that because this year I've already written $9.3 million in annuities, and we're just barely through the first third of the year. We're not even two, technically, the second, the two-thirds and the three-thirds of the year. We haven't even finished that. And I'm excited because I'm going, man, this is the first time ever I actually have the capability as a solo agent. And I'm going to stress that because, once again, I got an invite to another big organization. They invited me out. They said, hey, you know what? There's this $100+ million producer. This $100+ million producer has a team of people. They have sub-agents. They have all these people under them. They're not a $100 million producer. A producer, whenever you state the volume of a producer, that's how much, and this is just me personally, I think that's how much the individual does, not how much you and all your agents do. I don't have any agents under me. And so when they invited us out, they said, hey, you know what? We want you to get and learn from this $150 million producer. I remember this time I was a keynote speaker at one of these events, and there's another keynote speaker, and he's sitting there, he's done, does about $50 million a year, and I got done speaking, and he looks right at me as he's speaking. He goes, Chad, you want to know how you can get from $20 million a year to $50 million a year? And I just blurted it out. Hire way too many people and work way too much. I didn't mean that to come out, but it was so set in me to establish a lifestyle, to establish a not just a living, but a lifestyle. And I had a standard so set deep inside of me that it was an automatic response. Now, unfortunately, the entire room laughed, and I kind of made the guy look not in a great way. And I never meant to do that. I don't want to dishonor someone, and I don't want to minimize or make what someone is doing less valuable, because to him, his lifestyle, that's what he wants to do, and that's fine. That's his priority, and that's his prerogative. But I want to teach agents, the average agent, the agent who just wants to be, hey, I just want to work from home. I want to work in my office. I don't want to have five or six locations. I don't want to have multiple agents under me. I just want to make sure this works. Now, obviously, some of you I am teaching that have multiple agents, that you have multiple offices. That's fine. I know how to do that. But the vast majority, I would say 85 to 90% of all agents out there do not want to have a whole bunch of sub-agents. They've either been there, done that, or they've heard that, hey, that's not the best thing to do. It's stressful, especially if you have, you know, your sub-agent writes a $500,000 annuity and it charges back, and that sub-agent doesn't have enough money to cover that chargeback. Guess who covers it? You do. You also have all the overhead of the different offices and the different licenses. It's just a lot of responsibility. And some people just say, hey, when I want to go on a vacation, I want to take a vacation. I don't want to worry about the office and everything that's behind me while I'm gone. Because truly, when you have that, I would say it's very difficult, unless you have an incredible team behind you, which a lot of us have great teams, but you still think about it when you're on your trip. You still think about, what if this? What if that? Now, that's why I'm saying my training specifically gears towards the lifestyle type mindset where, hey, these are agents, they're individuals, we're trying to go out, we're road warriors, we have an office, whatever it is, but we don't want a whole bunch of sub-agents in clutter. I call it clutter. I had another person ask me just recently, do you do seminars? And it's like, no, I don't. Now, some people are incredible at seminars. That's what they do. They're very successful at it. I personally don't care about doing seminars because I want the infinite seminar. I create lead systems that I use, and they're all with, they're let's just put it this way. I was gone just for 2 weeks. I came back and I had over 50 leads. Now, the original reason why I was going to talk about this, and the original reason why I was starting this podcast and vlog, is because I was going to talk about how you have automated lead systems, but then somebody tells me, hey, I want to have something that gives me the 40, 50 leads if I've gone for 2 weeks. Got to understand what I went through to get to where I am. A lot of people want to get to where you are, but they're not willing to go through what you went through to get to where you are. And so I had to go through being $150,000 of credit card debt, learning how to do annuities all on my own because people did not want to mentor, did not want to train me. Fortunately, I had a guy who just took me under his wing, but this, I was already 4 years into the business, already struggling, and he actually helped me quite a bit. But this organization, Retirement Realized Agents Academy, is all about giving away all the secrets. You know, all the tough things, the annuities 101, the annuities basic. I have podcasts, I have vlogs, I have training material that all geared towards helping the agent. Yes, of course it costs money for you to subscribe to my membership in my academy. But if you understood that I have 5 dedicated people specifically to the Retirement Realized Agents Academy, and it's constantly expanding. I mean, if you went back 2 years ago, I had 1 employee. Now I have 5. All of them are geared specifically towards the academy. Why? I never want my agents to struggle or have the feeling like they're ignored or they can't get in touch with someone. Even when I was gone for 2 weeks, you still had access. My inner circle guys, I called one of them when I was in Europe. Why? I just had a quick question to answer for him, and it was pretty easy. But I want people to make sure that I'm available. But the guys that are in the Pro and the Pro Plus, you always have accessibility through email, through our monthly training that we have, through the entire platform, which is well over 45 hours of training. But what I want to tell you is you want these lead systems. You say, hey, I want this amount of leads. Are you willing to spend $180,000 a year in leads? For most people, they'll say no, because why? You haven't gotten there yet. And that's okay. I remember when I first started, I used to have a budget of $1,000 a month for leads. And that was when I was $150,000 in credit card debt. And then it went up to $2,000, then $3,000. Now I'm well over $14,000 a month in budget for leads. But I had to start somewhere. And so as I'm sitting there going 85 miles an hour right now, I'm realizing that when we're in Germany, there are areas that they didn't have a speed limit. You could go as fast as you wanted. It was unreal. You see, this car is just, you're going 80 miles an hour and they're flying right back at you like you're going backwards. But then all of a sudden we drift off a little bit off the highway and we go into these back little towns and we're going, wow, this is beautiful. This is awesome. There's all this architecture that isn't available in the United States that has been created over really millenniums of architecture that we just don't have accessibility to in the United States. And if I wouldn't have taken time to jump off that highway with an unlimited speed limit, I never would have got to enjoy the scenery. Because if any of you know, if you've ever went 100 plus miles an hour, you're pretty much focusing on the road. You're not looking at the scenery. You're not taking time to smell the roses. You're focusing on the road. These guys that are going 140, 150 miles an hour, I hope to God they're focusing on the road. And but the point is you get off. So I'm covering a couple things here. Number one, the importance of understanding you have to go through things to get to where others are. You have to go through struggles and trials. But with the Retirement Realized Agents Academy, I'm focusing on training you and helping you. I want to be the low water mark in your life. I want to make sure that you don't have to go through all the struggles that I went through to get to where I am. You're still going to have struggles. You're still going to have trials. You're still going to have things you're going to have to go through, but I can help you jump through a lot of hoops that I had to jump through, but I already will teach you how to do it and not get hung up. I'll also teach you how to enjoy life, to have a lifestyle, to be able to take a moment and get off the fast-paced road that we're on often and be able to enjoy the scenery. So guys, I appreciate those of you who have signed up with the Retirement Realized Agents Academy. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you guys just allowing me to teach you. I love hearing the people that maybe wrote $2 million last year or $1 million last year now having their first $1 million months. It's incredible when I get those texts and those emails. Hey, Chad, I'm at $3.7 million for the year and they're in March, but they only did maybe $4 million for all of last year. It's a consistent thing I get. And if you're gonna be one of those people that just kind of sit on the fence and want things to happen, but you're not willing to put it into action, everybody else is gonna be passing you up. Everybody else is gonna be flying by you and you're gonna be sitting there going, man, I wish I had that car that could go that fast, but you're not willing to go through what it went through to get to where they are. So I just want to encourage you to do this, but I like to look at things in life and pull things and learn lessons from things I'm going through at the time, and I get to share that with you. So guys, I appreciate your time. I'm off to a 16-hour day today. I hope you have a great day. Happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realized Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realized Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.